You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he agrees with President Joe Biden that war crimes have been committed in Ukraine, adding that U.S. experts are in the process of documenting and evaluating potential war crimes there.
3 weeks ago, Russia launched its unprovoked war on Ukraine. With every day that passes, the number of civilians, including children, killed and wounded, continues to climb. Russia continues to attack civilian sites, including this week alone, a hospital, three schools, a boarding school for visually impaired kids in the Luhansk region of Ukraine.
Mr. Blinken made special note of the bombing of a Mariupol theater, which was marked children in letters large enough to be read from the air.
Yesterday, Russian forces bombed a theater in Mariupol where hundreds of people had been taking shelter. The word children had been written in Russian in giant white letters on the pavement outside the building so that you could know from the air that there were children inside. Russian forces also opened fire on 10 civilians who were waiting in line for bread. These incidents join a long list of attacks on civilian, not military locations across Ukraine.
Mr. Blinken said intentionally targeting civilians is a war crime, adding that he finds it difficult to conclude that the Russians are doing otherwise after the destruction over the past few weeks. He said that President Joe Biden will make it clear to Chinese leader Xi Jinping that China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression.
We believe China in particular has a responsibility to use its influence with President Putin and to defend the international rules and principles that it professes to support. Instead, it appears that China is moving in the opposite direction by refusing to condemn this aggression while seeking to portray itself as a neutral arbiter. And we're concerned that they're considering directly assisting Russia with military equipment to use in Ukraine. President Biden will be speaking to President Xi tomorrow and will make clear that China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression, and we will not hesitate to impose costs.
Mr. Blinken also said an American citizen was killed in the shelling of Ukraine amid the ongoing Russian invasion. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also confirmed the killing of innocent civilians, but called NATO's response to the invasion swift and decisive.
President Putin's war in Ukraine is killing innocent civilians and causing massive destruction every day, forcing millions to flee their country and undermining the international rules-based order we all believe in. NATO's response has been swift and decisive. We continue to provide strong support to the courageous Ukrainian people and armed forces, and Germany is playing a key role with military supplies, financial and humanitarian aid, and also by hosting more and more refugees.
He also said NATO would continue to support Ukraine, adding that it wasn't NATO's aim to provoke Russia.
The deterrence and defense is not about provoking a conflict, but it is about preventing a conflict. It's about preserving peace. And NATO's core task is to preserve peace, prevent conflict. We have done so for more than 70 years, and we need to continue to do that.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova has said the accusations of Russian military bombing a theater in Mariupol are a lie. It comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office says Russia has carried out further airstrikes on Mariupol early Thursday morning. Mr. Zelensky's office has not yet reported casualties for the latest airstrikes, which come amid rescue efforts to free survivors trapped in a bomb shelter beneath the destroyed theater. But Ms. Zakharova says reports of such incidences are false.
Of course, the Kyiv regime immediately tried to lay the blame for everything that happened in Mariupol, in particular for blowing up the drama theater building, on the Russian military, who, in their opinion, allegedly dropped an aerial bomb on the theater building. Of course, this is a lie.
Around 30,000 Ukrainians have fled the besieged city of Mariupol after weeks of being trapped by Russian forces encircling the city. Local officials say between 80 and 90 buildings have been damaged in the city due to Russian bombardments. Roughly 350,000 people are still believed to be trapped in Mariupol, cut off from heating, food, and electricity. Meanwhile, EU Commission spokesman Peter Stano has condemned the attack on the Mariupol theater, calling it an inhuman siege.
This is reprehensible. This constitutes serious and grave violation of international humanitarian law, and the siege has to be lifted. The bombardment and the attacks against civilians in Mariupol have to stop, and the same goes for the entire aggression by Russian forces on the Ukrainian territory.
Hundreds of civilians had been taking shelter in the Grand Columned Theater in central Mariupol after their homes were destroyed in 3 weeks of fighting in the southern port city of 430,000. More than a day after the airstrike, there were no casualty reports as communications are disrupted across Mariupol and movement difficult. Meanwhile, Britain's Defense Secretary said the UK will deploy a missile defense system to NATO ally Poland in reaction to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. During a visit to the Polish capital, Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said the United Kingdom is sending the medium-range anti-air missile system to Poland with about 100 personnel.
As a NATO ally and a very old ally, it's very right that Britain stands by Poland, as Poland carries much of the burden of the consequence of this war and stands tall and brave to stand up to the threats from Russia. That's why today I can announce we are going to deploy the Sky Saber medium-range anti-air missile system to Poland with about 100 personnel to make sure that we stand alongside Poland in protecting her airspace from any further aggression by Russia.
The missile system has the ability to hit a tennis ball at the speed of sound, Mr. Wallace says. The British promise of military support also comes as nearly 2 million of the more than 3 million refugees to flee Ukraine have arrived in Poland. Meanwhile, actor and former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, said in a video released on Thursday that he wanted to tell the truth about the war in Ukraine to the Russian people.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for sharing your time with me. I'm sending this message through various different channels to reach my dear Russian friends and the Russian soldiers serving in Ukraine. I'm speaking to you today because there are things that are going on in the world that are being kept from you, terrible things that you should know about. The strength and the heart of the Russian people have always inspired me. And that is why I hope that you will let me tell you the truth about the war in Ukraine and what is happening there. No one likes to hear something critical of the government, I understand that. But as a longtime friend of the Russian people, I hope that you will hear what I have to say.
He went on to call the conflict a humanitarian crisis.
It is a humanitarian crisis. Because of its brutality, Russia is now isolated from the society of nations. You're also not being told the truth about the consequences of this war on Russia itself. I regret to tell you that thousands of Russian soldiers that have been killed.
Western officials say Ukraine and Russia are taking peace talks seriously, but a very big gap remains between the two sides, and Russian President Vladimir Putin did not seem in the mood to compromise. Russian shelling has hit Kharkiv's giant Barabashova market, setting off a series of fires, according to officials in the eastern Ukrainian city. The market, said to be one of the largest in the world, covers an area of 300,000 square meters, according to a tweet by Ukraine's foreign ministry. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.